If you're like me, a triple threat of both brains, boobs, and bangs, there's no reason on God's green earth you shouldn't have a line of suitors knocking down your door trying to get a bite of your tasty pie. Here's how I went from single and sad to snagging your dad. Wink. Step 1. Put out a personal ad. Something like, single female with a penchant for ranch dips, looking for a man with kind eyes and fat little toes.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, Queens, it's your producer, Christina. Ryan and Chrissy are on vacation, and they have left me to fend for myself, which I find very rude. So that is why you are hearing my lovely, beautiful, fantastic voice. I know you missed me, and you're welcome. So I figured that since last week we had the distinct pleasure of a John Anthony video breakdown, and today is Friday after all, yeehaw, I think that we should go back in time to some early John Anthony, because I know some of you are new, some of you might not have had the chance to hear the absolute drivel coming out of John Anthony's mouth. So let's take a little journey back through time and have John Anthony, my enemy, my personal nemesis, teach us how to date a stripper.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
It's been a while. It's been a hot minute. Well, let me get to it. I'm trying to give like a pregnant pause there. And please don't be pregnant. No more children. No. It's been a while since we checked in on our boy, John Anthony. Ooh. Lifestyle. John Anthony Lifestyle. It's been an amazing ride for us. He's not Frankie B level. He's certainly not Teresa Caputo level. He hasn't gone Mountain Monsters yet, but we've done two or three videos with John Anthony, who is a purported pickup artist, a PUA, out there on the internet. It's very popular. He gets hundreds of thousands of views on every video. He's got a whole system that you can buy and, you know, consulting that you can call. We actually tried to set an appointment with the guy.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Is he the one that's in Brazil?
Yes, he's the one that's in Brazil. He's in Brazil. If you've been paying attention to The Commercial Break longer than a couple months, you'll probably have heard one of these videos. I don't see his girlfriend with him anymore, though.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
Brazil.
She got wise.
Yeah. He's in Brazil with some girl that he calls Brazil.
Yeah.
He just calls her Brazil. That's not her fucking name. And reportedly, supposedly, allegedly, she is a paid spokesperson for John Anthony Lifestyle. She's like a sex worker that's been paid. But we don't know that for sure. He never says that on the video. But there's a lot of commentary online that points in that direction.
Well, and it would make sense. I mean, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful. And she seems kind of smart when she talks. So I don't think she's buying his bullshit either. But if you get paid $1,000 per video, I would probably do it too.
She's an actress.
Yeah, it's just like we told Veer. We have our morals. We have our scruples. Unless someone wants to pay us a lot of money to talk about it, then we'll do it.
Exactly. Money talks.
Yeah, money talks. And here we're desperate for money. So feel free to send your donations. PayPal, tcb@.com. So John Anthony, I've been keeping an eye on his videos every once in a while,
okay,
waiting
good.
For a good one to come up. There's been a lot of, he does breakdowns of other PUAs.
Oh,
he does
a lot
of that. A lot. And we did one time.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of breakdowns of other PUAs. And I got to be honest, the only time that I agree with John Anthony about anything that he says is when he's making fun of other PUAs. And there he's perfectly on point, but he's missing the irony of the video.
Exactly.
Which is, that's the same shit he's spewing. It's just a different mouth, different eyes, same bullshit. So I saw a video the other day. It caught my attention. I thought we must go over this one.
Explore
it. This may outlast one episode. We may have to take this into Friday. But I'm telling you right now, the title of the video should tell you all you need to know. How to pick up strippers.
Ooh.
How to pick up strippers. This is something I might know a little bit about.
I think you do.
How to pick up strippers. Work at a gas station at 3 o'clock in the morning when they're drunk and they come in. And then live with them while they have an affair with their actual boyfriend in the same room.
The landscaper.
That's how you do it. Yes, the landscaper. Landscaper was mowing her lawn indeed. So without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Let's check in on John here. Oh, look, he's got a new
platinum dating system.
Oh my God. .com.
the neon sign.
The neon sign of a stripper up against a pole with her nude boobs everywhere. Say
that's
I'm a
custom.
Tell me you're a chauvinist without saying a word. Yeah. PlatinumDatingSystem.com, which is the worst URL I've ever heard of. I don't even think half your audience knows how to spell platinum or dating. So, and then also the lovely neon stripper pole. Nothing says what a nice guy I came home with tonight than the neon sign.
Let me turn on the lights in here. Okay, there we are.
Yeah, just like a big neon vag.
I know. It's next to like a nice plant.
Oh my too. God, Chrissy. This looks like between two ferns. It's got to be a joke, right? All right, let's take a listen. I don't know if we want to go down this rabbit hole, but we're on our way. Here we go. John Anthony talking about how to pick up strippers.
What's up, guys? John Anthony here from John Anthony Lifestyle. In today's video, we're going to be talking about stripper game. How do you routinely hit on and successfully pick up strippers who are working at a strip club?
Okay? Jesus. Those strippers look like it was like an outtake from Silence of the Lambs. That was so weird. So John put up some stock video. I imagine stock video because it was nicely shot.
Right.
Of some strippers, clothes, but up against a pole. Mm-hmm. And they looked weird, like scary weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. Starting off right.
Without paying anything, without having to kiss their ass or do anything like a customer would.
Oh, because that's exactly why those girls are there.
Right.
To not be paid. And not hear compliments about themselves. It's the two things strippers really hate.
Yeah.
Is being paid and hearing nice things about themselves. Putting the science back in seduction, which makes no sense whatsoever. That's his tagline, putting the science back in seduction. I didn't know seduction had science in it.
He's got the formula.
Well, he does. Well, to be fair to John, there are some similar letters in both words. I think there's an S, an E, an N. Yeah, I guess you could spell ish science incorrectly with seduction.
So in this video, I'm going to go through my 14-point checklist.
14? And you can think of
14 points. I've been to a couple of strip clubs in my life, Chrissy, and I don't think I could remember two points.
No, I know.
Anytime I've been to a strip club, there is a level of inebriation.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not like someone got me to go there perfectly sober.
Like this, the more the things that you do on the checklist, the higher your chances are to get any particular stripper. If you just do a couple of things, it's not...
They have different camera angles. Did you see the camera angle there?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
That.
Okay, let me see if I can scroll. Look.
Oh.
There's a naked woman. So they changed the camera angle. And then he's got a statue of a naked torso.
Headless. Yeah.
Headless naked torso. Yeah. It's skin colored, by the way. It's not even like a granite statue or something nice. It's a headless, nude, female torso. Nothing says like, I'm about to get murdered.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Oh my gosh, this guy.
A couple of things, it's not going to be nearly as effective if you do most of the things. And this is tried and true, tested and proven. Okay, I've slept with lots and lots of strippers over the course of my life.
What a douche. What a douche, Chrissy. What a douche.
It's tested, tried, and tested.
Oh, my God. You know, I don't even know how to frame this. I'm just going to come out and say it. What a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Honestly,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I've slept with a lot of strippers, and my 14-point checklist is guaranteed, tried and true, tested to get your dick wet with the girls on stage. You don't have to pay a dollar, say anything to them. Just check off the list, and you'll be going home with the hottest tits at all the club. My name is John Anthony Lifestyle. It's actually just John Anthony, but I put the lifestyle in there. Pretty cool, huh? Platinum dating systems for you to get strippers. InBed14PointChecklist.com.
And made multiple into girlfriends, which usually ended in flames. But it's kind of a wild ride. Okay, there's a lot of real big highs and real low lows and everything in between. I'm going to go over that.
Let's just paint all strippers as crazy human beings. Why not?
Yeah.
Just go for it.
And why, I mean, after saying that, then why would you even want to be then with one?
He's just trying to get his Geiger counter to go up one more.
Yeah.
He must be at like 15,000 by now. I don't know. Looks like a syphilis of the face or something. This guy is so weird.
A checklist. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe to never miss a video every single day. And if you're finding value, please hit that like button to support the video. So number one, the overarching rule Okay, the number one overarching rule is you need to stay out of the customer frame. Okay, so you can think of it like this. When you're in a strip club, say that the girl looks at all the different guys and she sees them all as like this red color, which represents loser, beta, customer. Okay, he's just looking to pay to get attention or pay to hear some fake compliment.
Stay out. Make yourself not a customer at the store. Just walk around nonchalantly. Yeah.
You're beta. You're a loser. Your dick is small. You don't even have hair under your armpits. You're still a man child. You live with your mommy. You play video games all day long. Or there's you.
Yeah.
Or you. Stay out of that frame. What you want to do is every time they look your way, jump to the left, right. Jump to the right. Stay out of the frame.
What is he fucking talking about?
I don't know. I think he's going to explain. I can't wait to hear this.
I'm sorry, but those girls are working. They're not going to take the time to find out what kind of personality you have. They don't give a shit.
It's from the girl, and she doesn't respect those guys, and she sees them as just customers. Now, you're going to present yourself in stark contrast to the other customers, and you're going to be breaking that customer frame so that you stand out as like this blue color, and that's going to be refreshing. And she's gonna be like,
what if I paint myself like a Blue Man Group guy?
John Anthony said this would work.
Yes. And I bring in those tubes and I'm like, I have one of those drums. What if I bring a calliope in? One of those machines.
They would definitely see you differently.
Of course they would. I'll just paint my dick blue and just have it hanging out of my Lululemon trousers.
Wow, who's this guy? This guy seems like the man. This guy seems high value, et cetera, et cetera. I want to know more about this guy. The first item, as I said,
I can guarantee you, any stripper that's saying that in their own heads thinks you have a big pocketbook.
Yes.
Because they're there to make money. They're not there to find a boyfriend. I would bet if you polled, if you went to the Cheetah right now and polled the 100 dancers that they may have working at any given time, 98 of them are going to say, there's no chance under any circumstances in any world that I am going home and going to be in a relationship with any of my customers. It's just bad business.
Yeah.
Is to break the customer frame. So you have to constantly keep that in mind. And that's going to apply to a lot of the rest of these points. Number two.
He still hasn't said anything.
Yeah, you still haven't said anything. How do you do that?
Break the
customer
frame.
You got to get close to them. How do you get close to them? You got to pay them because that's what they do for a living.
Yep.
You want to cement yourself as industry. This whole notion of us versus them.
As okay. Industry?
So far, I'm painting myself like a blue man. I'm walking in. I'm super gluing my feet to the floor. What are you doing? Cement yourself as industry? I'm a blue man. Captain, a titan of industry.
Attention, everyone in the strip club. I am blue. The titan of industry. I have cemented myself in the middle of this floor with my calliope and my blue man group paint, and I will not leave until you see me outside of the frame.
It all makes perfect sense now, John.
You don't want to be the customer who's just there to pay money, to get her attention, and to get dances and so on and so forth. Instead, you want to act like you are like on the inside. Kind of.
I love how...
On the inside.
What?
It's me, John Anthony, Titan of Industry and Blue Man. Can I come in?
It's the dressing room. No.
I'm on the inside. I'm one of you.
On the inside. You wish you were on the inside, John.
Inside of the industry. So I'll tell a story about how I DJ electronic music. You don't want to be bragging. I'll just casually mention how I DJ electronic music.
What kind of other music would you DJ? What are you talking about? As opposed to the kind that do records?
Way, yeah. DJ.
By the way, I'm a DJ. Oh, really?
Oh, so you're in the industry.
You're in the industry. Not only do I DJ, but I DJ electronic music. Oh, thank God. The last guy who said he was in the industry came in with blue paint, stuck himself to the floor, and told me he had records he was still spinning.
Well, clearly he's not in the industry if he's not DJing electronic music. What a dum-dum.
Oh, my God.
This aids in the whole us versus them and helps further take you out of the customer frame. Number three, you can...
So you just go in and lie about being a DJ? And all of a sudden you're in the industry? By the way, what does electronic music have to do with dancing? Nude on a stage. I don't get it. Is it because there's music playing in the place while they're dancing? Because I go into a Chili's and there's music playing.
I know. I mean, is he trying to say that you lie and say you're a DJ at other strip clubs?
That's right.
Is that what?
I guess. I don't know. Okay. Welcome to Chili's. How many in your party? I'm in the industry. I DJ electronic music. I don't know if you also noticed there was electronic music playing inside the Chili's. So, we'll take the nicest table you have. Chef's table, please.
Chef's.
Right next to where they fry the awesome blossoms. Only the finest awesome blossom sauce for us, please. We're in the industry. I've cemented myself as the captain of Chili's industry.
Tell a canned story about how...
Oh, he said tell a canned story, and he wrote it,
con.
You can tell a con story. Who's checking the spelling on his videos? He gets something wrong every time. Every time.
Story about how strippers are your favorite type of girl to date. Because they're chill and down to earth, and...
You just said that they're crazy.
They're chill and down to earth.
I refuse to paint with broad strokes like he does, but... So you're going to lie. That's what you're going to do.
You can also mention how you have dated strippers in the past, which is going to cement pre-selection. Other attractive strippers have approved of you, so that short circuits her value approval processes.
You have to whip out a picture or something?
By the way, I've dated other strippers.
Hot strippers. Just only hot strippers.
Oh, he's pre-selected.
Girls! The guy with blue paint on outside that's glued himself to the floor? That's a DJ of electronic music? Not to be confused with unelectronic music. He has dated other hot strippers. He's pre-selected.
Ding, ding, ding.
He's pre-selected.
And it also social proofs you. So I basically say that as a DJ, I meet a lot of girls. And
social
don't
proofs
like girls.
You.
Social proofs you.
What's that?
What's that? Is it like a bubble around you? Keeps Facebook from bothering you? I'm not sure what's going on.
Getting overprotective of my profession. And I say, I'm sure you can relate. Okay. And they're always like, they always light up. Okay. Because their number one pet peeve is guys getting jealous or bent out of shape about what they do. Okay. Their job and or judging them. You can sit down. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm totally cool with taking your clothes off for other guys. No problem.
When I dated the dancer, I honestly got to say, it was kind of the least of my concerns.
Yeah.
Like, I never really got all that fussed about it because I met her
while she was doing her job.
The first dancer that I dated, I met her at a BP. I did not meet her, but she told me immediately what she did for a living. It was like within the first 15 seconds of conversation. And I don't know. Then how can I be bothered by that?
Brian, that's why she dated you.
That's right. Well, you should have seen how she lit up when I was like, by the way, I don't care who you want to have sex with. I am literally, I'm literally a beta. I don't give a shit. She lit up. And then she also decided to go sleep with other men. She put that to the test.
I've dated some strippers before, and I think they're actually really cool. They normally get a bad rep, but they're like really down-to-earth chicks that are like super carefree and fun. And like, you know, I really like, they're my favorite type of girl to date, blah, blah, blah. For the rest of these, okay, this is three of the tips out of the 14. Before we continue through the rest of them, okay, download my free PDF, which is my 7 secrets for building a pipeline of
girls. Free ebook.
In 2 weeks or less. Okay, you can go to the info card in the corner. Or
to attract and date quality girls.
Yeah, by the way, he's selling a book called Free Ebook, 7 Modern Dating Secrets to Attract and Date Quality Girls. If the spelling and grammar on his videos are any indication of what you're going to get on the ebook, then...
he misspelled attract. It says attacked.
Oh, my God. What are you doing, John? I mean, God forbid you have some kind of actual like problem, you know, dyslexia or something like that. I don't want to make fun of you because I do know people that have that. But every single
check.
Spell check. Every single one of his videos has some kind of huge spelling error every time he puts something on the screen. It's insane.
Hi. No, you're not dreaming. And yes, this is a new promo. See, I made you wait, and now look how happy you are. I know you're smiling. Anyway, since we're here, why don't you just hop on over to Instagram and give us a follow at The Commercial Break. Seriously, please, it's getting hard for me to listen to Brian and Chrissy beg. So just follow us on Instagram. Again, that's at The Commercial Break. You can also follow us on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, you know where to go for all things TCB. That is TCBpodcast.com, baby. And of course, you can always text us or call us and leave us a voicemail at 212-433-3TCB. Yep, that phone number is no longer new, but it is still around, and that's a win. 212-433-3TCB. Love you, bye.
Back with more John Anthony Lifestyle. I know you guys had to sit through my tirade on DirecTV's shitty parental controls policy. But last episode, we started a video with John Anthony Lifestyle, a noted PUA who also does breakdowns of other PUAs. He is basically a tchotchke of a human being through and through. He's a real douchebag. He's got a video that I could not ignore, Chrissy. It said, how to bed a stripper, how to pick up strippers.
Yep.
He's got a 14-point plan. He says the more points that you check off, or the more of these that you check off on your list, the more likely you are to bring home a stripper. He also said it's scientifically proven because he proved it.
He's done it multiple times.
That's enough to put together a thesis. And he only told us the first three on the last episode, which was, what was the first one? Oh, get out of the customer zone.
Yeah.
He gave us no information on how to do that. He said, cement yourself in the industry, which he said was telling the girls that you are a DJ of electronic music.
Yep.
He made a point to say electronic music multiple times. A DJ of electronic music, as opposed to what? I'm not sure. And then number three was, what was number three?
Something about industry.
Yeah, I thought number two was industry. But anyway, it doesn't matter because it doesn't work. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we get it right or not.
The other one was telling other strippers that
you dated other strippers. That's right.
Those are your favorite kind of girls.
That's right. That pre-qualifies you.
Yeah.
If you tell them that you've dated strippers and they're your favorite kind of girls, pre-selection is imminent. So let's get into it. He's in the middle of his little commercial here, spelled wrong. Free ebook, 7 modern dating secrets to attack and date quality girls. It's supposed to say attract, I think. All right, here we go.
A copy of that free PDF. You also don't want to be like giving her too much attention. You don't want to be like staring at her. Like I use the term like starstruck. You don't want to be like, oh my God, right? Because there's going to be a girl that's like scantily clad, barely wearing any clothes and or naked. And you don't want to be like,
You don't say, John.
It's fake.
I just think he's got jizz on his head. By the way, you don't want to stare at them too. That's the whole fucking point, John. How do you do that? It's like trying to get a cat not to look at a sparkly thing. You cannot do it.
Because that's going to work against you. She's going to, again, be like, oh, this guy isn't used to being around hot girls. He's here to just, like, stare at all of us. And like, he doesn't even know how to speak to us normally because he's so, you know, like, starstruck by the fact that we're attractive and this and that. So you don't want to be giving them too much attention. And you don't want to be showering them with compliments. And the reason for that is
God forbid. God forbid you tell them they're attractive.
I know. It's awful.
God forbid you do anything a normal human being would do when trying to enter a relationship.
That's what all the customers are doing. Okay, number four, lead the conversation. Don't let her execute her canned scripts. The typical script that a stripper will use, a lot of them will sit down or come over, hey, why don't we go for a dance, right? Their whole objective is to get you to spend money to get a dance. So a lot of times when they first come over, they're like,
yeah, that's because they're at work, John. That's what they do for a living. They actually want to eat tomorrow.
Yeah.
They don't want you not to pay them to do a dance because you're in the industry in electronic music.
Ask you to get a dance, boom, right there. If you say no, you're not sure yet, then a lot of times they go into giving you fake compliments. Okay, so, oh, you're really cute. What's your name? Oh, what do you do? you're really sexy, right?
I'm an electronic dance DJ.
I'm an electronic DJ. I'm a DJ of e-music. I'm a reader of audiobooks. John, yes, this may be the script that they use because they are there working. They're not there to give away the services for free. They don't want free looks. They want you to pay them. That's why they're taking their clothes off, so you give them money. It's sex work, and it's not free, as it shouldn't be, jackhole.
Watching you, and the guy's like, wow, this girl likes me. That's just her trying to warm you up and get more comfortable by giving you fake compliments and giving you a bunch of fake attention so that you'll then want to go get a date.
So wait, hold on. Let me get this straight, Chrissy. You are not supposed to fall for the fake attention that they are giving you. But his suggestion to get them is not to give them too much fake attention so that they love you. It's like, this is, the irony is completely missed on him. The irony is completely missed on him. He is like a walking, I don't know, like a walking donkey. I don't know.
Yeah, right. it just makes no sense.
It makes none sense.
Yeah. So what's the interaction supposed to be?
We talk. We like stare at each other silently. Yeah, but you stare at the wall while she stares at you.
Right.
Because you're painted blue and you.
And the really pro ones that are, you know, cutthroat and they're really like, you know, using their time to the best. To the best purpose, they're going to ask right away for a dance, then give you fake compliments and ask again. And they'll keep trying to retest and ask you for a dance. A lot of times I break them out of that whole scripted process that they're going through that they normally go through with customers. So if they sit down, for instance, and she's like, what's your name? I might turn and be like, who gives a fuck? Anyways, blah, blah, blah.
I'm picturing this going down at the club. Hi, so what's your name? Who gives a fuck?
Does that excite you? I got more. Does that excite you? I got more.
Oh, my God. That is the single worst piece of advice I have ever heard. Who gives a fuck? Somebody says, how's your day? What's your name? And you say, who gives a fuck? And expect she's going to come home and sleep with you? You're a moron, dude. You're a moron. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, honestly. And I've heard a lot of ridiculous shit on this show.
Right. And they're like, holy shit. Because
holy
you snapped
shit, this
out
guy's
of that.
Crazy.
He's a Looney Tune. He's literally a Looney Tune. He does not know what he's saying. You should turn off the video right now and go somewhere else because this guy does not have the information you're looking for. Remember, these droids don't have the information you're looking for. John Anthony does not have the information you're looking for.
Color. Okay, that red customer frame color. You want to say, oh, I don't usually come to these places. I'm just here for my friend's birthday, or I'm just here celebrating with my friends. They dragged me along here. Then don't give them a lot of attention. Don't give them a lot of compliments. Cement yourself as industry. Talk about how you've dated strippers before.
Cement yourself as industry. I don't even know what that means.
Wait, hold on. This is hilarious because I just caught this. He's going to say, I don't usually come here.
Yeah.
But wait. I've dated many strippers
before. yeah. See? He is a walking antonym. I don't even know what to say. He is like, I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Four, and then you're moving right along at this point.
You notice he's reading off his phone
yes,
like a
I know.
Like a teleprompter?
I know. He's not even looking at the camera.
I feel like this guy took a hot shit one day and decided, hungover and still high from the night before, decided that he was just going to write some notes down that now make no sense. Mm-hmm. You got to cement yourself as industry. That's not even a correct sentence.
He keeps talking about coloring, too.
Yeah, like coloring red and coloring blue, and I just don't get it. I don't give a fuck. Who gives a fuck?
Point number five is you never want to say that you will not get a private dance. That's like if you approach a girl in a club, and she's like, just so you know, I have a boyfriend, he's right over there, there's no fucking way I'm going to go home with you. You'd be like, all right, have a good night, right? It's like the balloon is burst. If she says, hey, let's get a dance, and you're like, no, I'm never gonna get a dance, or like, there's no way, or like, I have zero money, then the girl will typically leave.
Something every dancer wants to hear while they're on their ship.
I have no money.
No way. I don't like you. I have no money. I'd never do that. My wife's right next to me. First of all. Second of all, how are you supposed to combine these two lies?
I know.
Just like you said, you have to not pretend like you're a customer. Break the mold by saying who gives a fuck what you said or whatever he's telling you to do.
Yeah.
And then tell the, and then, but make sure you tell them that you will do a dance, just not right now. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Wants to be in the interaction with you. So when she's in there and she's executing her lines and stuff like that and trying to get you to eventually buy a dance and you break yourself out of that customer frame, you want to buy yourself more time by continuing to interact with her. So you can continue to break the customer frame. But you don't want to say, hey, I'm not going
to
get a
by
private
being
dance
mean
ever.
To her and saying
yeah,
mean
by
things.
Being mean. Yeah, just be completely rude to her. Paint yourself blue, walk in. Act like a real asshole. This guy, you're going to get kicked out of the strip club is what's going to happen. Because I have been kicked out of a strip club. And I know how little it takes to get kicked out of a strip club. Those security guards don't fuck around. And if you're being rude to one of the dancers and she doesn't like it, she's going to point at you and you're going to be gone. That's how it works. They don't even ask questions. If a girl says he's out, you're out.
I have no interest in getting a private dance because that will typically blow out the set. So always make it ambiguous or say that you'll get one soon. Okay, and then cut the conversational thread and change the topic. Okay, if you make it clear that you're never going to get a private dance, it will probably blow out the set. Point number six.
Blow out the set. He keeps talking about the set. All these guys talk about the set as if you're in a tennis match. It's not a set. You're trying to build a relationship with somebody. You're trying to get someone interested and attracted to you. You are telling us the exact opposite of what I would tell someone to do. Be nice. Be kind. Understand that she's at work and she may not want to play ball. Maybe even pay her a few bucks for the services that she's rendered. That might be helpful in making your case as to why she should go home with you at night.
Is you want to set sexual frames without being creepy or like the other guy.
Oh, please tell us. Oh, I can't wait to hear this, John Anthony.
So you can flirt with her and be the man in the interaction and make innuendos, but don't come from a place of like groveling or kissing her ass or being starstruck.
Can I please, 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 please lick your butthole, please?
No groveling.
No, oh, sorry. I don't want to lick your butthole anyway. Who gives a fuck?
Okay, you're not going to be like, wow, I'd like to bend you over. That ass looks pretty crazy. It's not going to be.
That ass looks pretty crazy. That's a good pickup line. That ass looks pretty cray cray. I've seen a lot of clapping asses, but that one's clapping all cray cray. It's talking my name. Now can I lick your butthole? No? Okay. Well, fuck you. I don't want to anyway.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like some little cheesy thing that a customer would say or a client would say. And she's going to be like, you know, and give you like a fake response. Instead.
Like you've been giving her the entire night?
You would game her like how you were gaming a girl in a nightclub. You're not going to be giving her too much attention or compliments. And that's point number seven. Don't give her attention for her looks or give her compliments about her looks. Tying into that point number
seven. Oh, God forbid. Are you following this?
Yeah, it's just.
Are you following any of this? Does any of this make sense?
It doesn't make sense at all.
I mean, I'm following what he's saying, but it doesn't make any sense.
Seven, point number eight is act normal. Do not be intimidated by her beauty or put her on a pedestal. So you don't want to be sitting there like, oh my God, there's this, you know, 9 or 9.5 naked or in her underwear. Oh, I don't know how to act. Treat it as no big deal. Okay, you're ready?
No big deal. I never come to these places, but. No big deal.
First time at a strip club. No big deal. Your tits are right there in my face. No big deal. By the way, have never been laid. Coming straight out of John Anthony's PlatinumDatingSystem.com course. I got his free ebook on how to attack women. And I got to tell you right now. I don't give a fuck about your tits or your very nice vagina. Right now, I'm not complimenting you about anything. And maybe, only maybe, will I get a dance. But later. Not right now. Later. At that point, no girls are with you. None. Zero.
Yeah.
You're talking to guys who are having trouble with women. You think they're going to walk in and be able to control themselves? I mean, they can control themselves physically, but like you think they're not going to look at the naked women in front of them. You think they're not going to take to the fake compliments. That's what everybody wants. Not just guys and girls. Everybody wants that. John, you're asking people to be inhuman and lie all the time for no purpose.
I mean, remember the mindset. Always, you're assuming you got the girl, assuming she's going to like you for sure. So that's 8 points out of the 14. Before we continue, I want to remind you again, you can download that free PDF. You can go to the info card.
He didn't change it the second time either. Mm-mm. You'd think somebody would watch this video and see that attacked, how to attack and date quality girls. That's like a big slip up there, isn't it?
It really is.
just because that's not how you want to come across when you're trying to get somebody to come home with you, is that I just read the free ebook on how to attack quality girls.
In the corner or the link in the description. It's my 7 secrets for building a pipeline of dates. It's absolutely free. So don't miss out on that. Number 9, constantly be steering towards the frame that the two of you should hang out at a later date. I usually frame it somewhat indirect, that I throw parties or that I have barbecues and that I want to invite her sometime.
Oh, the old barbecue. He's used that before.
Yeah, he did.
In another video.
Last time he told a girl to come over for a barbecue party on his rooftop condo. There was one other girl in. He pretended to go take a dump. And he told the girl that he was with to make out with the girl who just showed up. No barbecue. They didn't even have a grill. There's no food in the house. He rented it for the video. And then he comes out and they're making out. Yeah. Show him how we were making out. Show him, babe. Show him. Show him how big my dick is. Show him. Tell him how awesome I am. Tell him.
The old barbecue
I've never met a guy so thirsty in my life.
And when you ask her for her number, just have her write it down on a piece of paper. Okay, they oftentimes can't take your phone and be keying in their number because there's managers watching through cameras and stuff like that. And sometimes it's a rule that they can't give their number out to clients and to customers.
It's not sometimes. So, it's all the time,
so
John.
So you just go find a pen and paper.
Yeah, go find a pen and paper because, you know, it's such an antiquated tool that not even the managers will realize what's going on. Hey, what are they doing with that stick and that toilet paper? It looks like he's moving his hand up and down and making squiggly lines. Get out your phones. Take a picture of that. Google what's going on down there.
Pen and paper.
I was just writing down directions to Krispy Kreme. Unbelievable.
Because the manager doesn't want her meeting the guy.
And by the way, every club that I've ever been to has that direct rule. You do not give out your phone number to customers.
For good reason.
Yeah, for good reason. It's for their own safety. Yeah. Yes. And by the way, yes, it happens. You know, dancers do give people their real phone numbers when they feel comfortable that it's okay. You don't just say, give me your phone number on this piece of paper so the managers don't see. Because if it's a piece of paper, it's visible. I don't know. What world are you living in? Here, I'm going to stand up on this chair, cover the table like an umbrella, and you write down your phone number. We won't alert anybody. That way no one can see what's going on.
It's outside of work, and they want the guys to have to come to the club to see the girls so that they're spending money. So, but you can say, hey, you know, I throw parties. Let me invite you sometime. Write your number down on a piece of paper. She'll go to the bar, get a piece of receipt paper, write it down. Pass it to you discreetly.
Wow, you've just mapped this all out in your head, haven't you? You have a whole fantasy going on here.
If she won't do that, try to get her to say it out loud and memorize it.
Further point. What are you, in jail? Say it out loud and memorize it. Why doesn't you just say it out loud and you put it in your phone? I don't get it. What's going on? What kind of clubs are you going to, John?
Memorize it.
Memorize it.
404-915-2923.
404-915-4223-4322-4123. I can see some poor sap trying every combination of the last four numbers. Right. Is apple cake there? Is this apple cake? Is this hot python? No? Oh, okay. I'll try the next combination.
Coming up. Number 10, make an excuse while you're there. I already talked about that. Okay, this for
the people. Oh, so you had two of the same bullet point. So you have 13. I'm confused now. What number are we on? Is it 9 or 10? Yeah, I already talked about that. Don't worry about it.
Two out of the customer frame. I usually say I'm there for a friend's birthday party, and I don't usually come to places like this. Why? Because all the other guys purposely came there to spend money to, you know, fake flirt and get fake attention from girls that are just hustling them. You happen to be there not because you're there to, like, spend money to get girls to pretend.
You happen to be there trying to pick up women in the hardest environment to pick up women. Why are you telling these poor saps not to do that? Like, dude, come on, man. This isn't a place to pick up women. This really isn't. Does it happen on occasion? Of course it does. I've seen it happen. It's happened, okay? But this is not the place you start off. If you're having trouble communicating with the opposite sex, or you're a man and you're having trouble getting women to pay attention to you, going to a strip club is a lovely hour and a half, 2 hours, five hours of your life. You'll spend some money, you'll get drunk, you'll see lots of naked bodies, and they'll give you they'll shower you with lots of
services
fake,
will
fake
be exchanged.
Couple. Services will be exchanged.
Yeah.
But picking up a girl to go home with you, like the girl you're going to bring home to Thanksgiving dinner, this is not the place that you go to do that because they are working. They're working. They don't want to go home with you. They want you to pay them money. That's how they make a fucking living. This is bad advice from the get. A video about how to pick up women at a strip joint is a bad advice in the first place.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, I'd say out of every 1,000 guys that walk in to find a girlfriend, you know, take somebody home, not pay them money, actually have them attracted to you, I bet one or two gets lucky. One or two. It's low odds.
Also, too, he's not saying it, but you somehow got to assemble a huge pack of men around you
to play along with you
for a fake birthday party.
No. You pay. I can't spend any money. I'm here to pick up chicks on your fake birthday, but you got to pay money. I'll tell you what. Why don't you pay for me to go to the strip club? You take all the ugly women. I'll get all the hot chicks. I won't pay them money. You will. And that way, they'll know that I'm not one of the red guys. I'm one of the blue guys.
That's right.
All you're going to leave with is blue balls. That's it.
To be into you, but instead, you're just there because you got dragged along by your friends. Number 11, if she can't give her number out by putting in her phone, okay, you can just say, oh, I know you can't give your number out.
We're back to the numbers.
Chrissy, there's 14, all of which are basically a version of the same thing. Act rudely. And pray.
Lie.
Yeah. I've said this so many times on this show, off the show. I've been saying it for decades. The most expensive thing at a strip club is hope. I hope she goes home with me. I hope Apple Cake is her real name. I hope she just gave me her real phone number. I hope we made an actual connection. I'll be back tomorrow to see if it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Managers, just write it down. Okay, so you can try to actually get in the phone, but it's usually going to have to be written down on a piece of paper. And then,
All right. I think this is a good place to break. We got three more left. Let's take a short break. I got to reset my brain, by the way. I'm all discombobulated from this conversation. I don't even know where we are in the conversation anymore. I love John. I really do. I love him. I think he's just he is the prime example of what not to be.
Do.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up, haters? Now let's get down to business. If you've got something to say, say it to our faces. And by that I mean, text us or call us at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can and should also find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast, unless you want to fight me, in which case don't. And if you're just desperate to see our shining faces in person, keep your ears peeled for ticketing information about TCB Live. As always, don't forget that you can find everything you could possibly need to find on our beautiful website, tcbpodcast.com. Bye.
All right. We got three more of these left and like 9 minutes of the video left. So I can only imagine what's coming in the last three. But okay, let's get to it. We're in the middle of the John Anthony talking about how to bed a dancer at the local strip club.
And I say here, if she won't write it down, have her say it out loud and memorize it. Number 12, I will sometimes get one private dance to physically escalate, but I do it under the frame that I feel bad for taking up so much of her time. So you've been gaming her. Let's say you've got her number. You're flirting with her. You've cemented yourself as industry. You're not giving her too much attention or compliments. You're not staring at her. You're not letting her execute her canned scripts. All is well and good. So
you're basically cock-blocking her from doing her job. You're completely distracting her from her work.
Things are moving around. Yeah. Moving along nicely.
Things are moving along nicely. She's made no money tonight. She won't make rent next week, but you know, at least you have a chance of getting her real phone number written down on a receipt.
But at that point, you can say this is an optional step, and this is just to cement the logistics of you guys meeting up and to also talk dirty and amp up the sexualization. So optionally, you can say, oh, I feel bad. I've been taking up a bunch of your time when there was guys that would have paid you. Let's get one dance together. And sometimes those only be like 15, 20 bucks. And you should only get a private dance if you've already number close to her and you've already...
God. Only if it's 15 or 20 bucks. Make sure you don't spend too much money on that woman you want to be your next girlfriend.
Right.
God forbid.
set up the logistics to hang out at another time. Okay, then during the dance, you can dirty talk to her and you can talk about how it's going to be so much fun when you guys hang out. And you're basically
you're just gonna love my barbecues.
You're going to love my barbecues. How much is a lap dance? $30, $20. No, it's $30, $15. Says right here in my notes for my John Anthony ebook. $15 to $20. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. While you're at it, go get a receipt from the bar because I need your phone number. I don't want the management to find out. Don't mind the blue paint. It'll wash off. Oh, my God. What a ding dong.
Chances that she's going to meet you and filling in the frame about what's going to happen when you guys hang out. And then if you do get that private dance, and again, depending on the rules of the club, then you can physically escalate, you can talk dirty in her ear, etc. But if I do get a dance like that, I'll typically leave the club immediately after the dance. Is that you're sitting there.
And I'm out.
I got jizz all over my pants. Ah! You walk out with your hands on your balls. Ah! Confirmed kill.
Mark it.
Buy apple cake. Asshole. That's the number to Ticketmaster. Fucknut. Confirmed kill. He runs out of the club. I can just see him. Hand on his dick, running out of the club. Confirmed kill. Confirmed kill. Which is a bad thing to say in any public place, by the way. But that's the language of John Anthony Lifestyle.
And you guys just had this like nice moment connecting. You're planning to hang out. And then she still has to go work and do her job. So she has to go and like flirt with other guys, like usually typically losers, right? She's going around and chatting with these.
Oh, God. Yeah. Typically losers. But you're not the loser,
like you.
John. Yeah. You're not the loser. Being rude and not paying the girls for their services and lying to them and pretending. You're not the loser. It's the other guys that came in with no expectations, just having a fun night and actually paying the people to do their job. They're the loser. Got it. 10-4. Understood now.
Guys that are like, oh my God. And if you're like sitting over there, like watching that or just being in the room while she's doing that, it's like a subtle value drop to you. Okay, because you're in with this girl now and you're gonna have to watch her like fake flirt and fake hit on these other loser guys.
It's a value drop to her? What? God forbid you take interest in what she does for a living.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, don't let her see you there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Astrid in the podcast. She also leaves the room right away as soon as she hears the show.
We're almost done with the list. Point number 13, do not be afraid to approach them rather than making them come to you first. So the girl's just sitting by herself, right? You can also like motion.
This is antithetical to everything that all 13 yes. points before it, 12 points, and then the optional 3 points. I don't even know how many points there are, whatever it is. I lost count at 2. But anyway, this is antithetical to what you just told us to do. You want us to not pay attention, to not pay, to seem dismissive, to tell her I don't fucking care, whatever your hot take fucking pickup line was. But at the end, then you tell us not to be afraid, to show some attraction and some attention.
Yeah, especially to the girls just sitting around alone.
Yeah.
Like they're just sitting around. Hey,
just sitting around. It's not my break or anything. Right. I've never been to a strip club where I see the dancers sitting alone. No. Never. Not once.
Like that. Or you can just walk over and be like, hey, I want to talk to you. Come with me to my table, right? And you bring her over to where
you're. Hey, I want to kidnap you.
Take my hand in yours.
Tickle me. I don't pay for your ass.
You're sitting. You can also, like, as they're passing by, stop them or go cold approach them and bring them over to your table. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, and then the final.
There's nothing wrong with Dre. Hey, you. The girl not working. Come over here. Hey, you. Dancer on your day off. Get over here. Come with me to my table. Grab them by the arm.
Or I won't pay you or give you compliments.
That's right. You go over to my
or
table.
Or tell you my name.
We don't have any money. You can't have my name. And I don't fucking care. But you mind coming over to my table talking to me for a few minutes? Okay. I'm not allowed to tell you you're pretty. And only, maybe, only maybe will you get a lap dance from me. If I can be thoroughly dismissive to you for the next 3 to 4 hours.
Yep.
The point is, do not be afraid to merge sets and play them off of each other. That's checklist item number 14. So let's say you've already talked to one of the strippers over here and you're talking to a new one, and the one you already number closed and set up plans with is walking by. Hey, what's up? Hey, you guys.
Right. Okay. You've already closed one. You were supposed to leave after you closed.
Yeah.
But you're still there.
You're still there.
You've already had another dance from another girl and you're talking to a different one now.
Well, Chrissy, there's nothing in the handbook or the ebook, How to Attack Girls and How to Attack Quality Girls, that says you can't blow your wad with one girl in a private lap dance and then come back into the club and do it with another girl.
Right.
You can increase your odds.
Yeah.
John's just playing the field.
You guys know each other, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, we've met a couple times. Or
Do you guys know each other?
You guys know each other. You work at the fucking same club.
They're working on the same night.
I would think that most of the ladies there probably are familiar with the other ladies there. Staring at each other all naked all night long. You're probably familiar.
And then you're like playing them off each other. Yeah, she's actually pretty cool. Did you know that she can like fucking balance a cup on her ass? Ha ha ha, right? Whatever it is that you're talking.
Oh my God. Hey, do you know she can balance a cup on her ass?
Kiss me. Kiss me.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Hell no.
Hey, I don't know this girl, but I've heard she can balance a cup on her ass.
I hear y'all know each other?
Yeah, I hear you can bounce quarters off her tits. Let's see if that's true.
All of God's quarters.
All of God's quarters. But maybe, just maybe, you'll get a lap dance later, and I'll pay you.
Only if it's a discount.
Yeah. Do you have a coin star in here? Get into those paper things for quarters. I'll roll up a couple rolls. We'll see if it adds to $15. And not more than $15. I'm going to haggle with you.
Oh. You like introduce and combine the interactions. That's going to make this one jealous of this one and vice versa. Okay, so you're playing them off each other. Again, it's not something a customer would do. It's something a guy that bangs hot chicks would do.
And the guy
Yeah. The industry.
I would love to be a fly on the wall of this guy's house for like his mom's basement, wherever he lives.
Right.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall of this guy's house for like 15 minutes. And I'd also love to have an idea of where he grew up and how he grew up. I wish we could interview him, but then that just blows it. Then we can't do any more of his videos. So
convinced he's going to bang one or both of these girls, okay? Doing all those steps will increase your odds of getting any particular girl or girls. And typically I'll get like 1 to 3 phone numbers. You don't want to number collect from every single girl there. So usually I'll go with like the 2 or 3 hottest ones or the 2 or 3 most recent.
Oh, really,
you're trying to get... So let me give you my odds again. Brian Green's experience tells him 1 in 1,000 actually attracts a woman who will give you her phone number and be real with you, right? Because it's their job to not give you her phone number and to collect money from you. But John is saying, not only can you get a girl's phone number at a strip club, a dancer's phone number at a strip club, and have a relationship with her, but you can do it with 2 or 3 at the same time.
Yeah, pick the hottest ones.
I dare you, John. Come to Atlanta, take me to the Cheetah, show me how it's done. I dare you. Please, I'll pay for the entire night, because you won't. You'll be on your game. I'll pay for the entire night. Show me, and I want to be able to report back honestly on what happens. I'll take you up on that bet. Come on, man. If I lose, I will come on this show, and I will literally do commercials for your ebook for the next 2 weeks on another podcast that I start tomorrow.
Ones that are also hot, then you just bounce out. You don't want to sit in there and try to get every single stripper's number or the majority of their numbers. Or,
hey, can I have your number, your number, your number, your number,
your number? Hey, do me a favor. Pass it around. Right. I'm looking for phone numbers.
Here's a spreadsheet. Write your name and your number.
Hey, it's me, John Anthony. Can I have your phone number?
No.
Okay. Don't tell anybody else in the club. What about her? Can I have her phone number? Can you give me her phone number? Who's the girl you like the least here? Can I have her phone number?
Room very openly, because then they're just going to think like, oh, who is this guy? What's this guy's deal? You know, why is he hitting on every single girl here? Fuck that guy. Or like, oh, I'm not interested in that guy. So just get one, two, or three numbers, and then bounce
out. One, two, or three. Just get three numbers and you're out, Chrissy. That's like we're saying, just walk into a gas station, get three or four winning lotto tickets for the Mega Millions, and then get out.
Quick.
Don't get greedy.
Stripper closes that I've had and that my clients have had are going to be in the form of getting a phone number and then meeting up with them at a later time outside of work and closing it then. Okay, but every now and then you get one that's like pretty on board and you can get them to pull once they get off. Okay, so once their shift is over, you can get them to come home with you. I've done that in a whole bunch of countries. That can be cool too.
Bunch of countries.
Yes, they're also known as sex workers. That's what. Come on, man. Come on. The rules are different all around the world, buddy. You can't compare American strip clubs to, you know, strip clubs in Brazil or Colombia or Argentina or even in Europe. You can't do that. The rules are different. And, and it might be a totally different situation down there. You know, I don't believe him. By the way, I don't believe him.
Yeah.
I don't.
No.
A whole bunch of different countries. How many countries really have you been to, John? Honestly, let's be honest about it.
But oftentimes that's like really late at night, because oftentimes they work till like 4 or 5 in the morning. You have to be like hitting on them like late in the night so that you don't have to like linger around for several hours or whatever. So if you happen to be in there towards the end of the night, the girl's like, yeah, we can hang out sometime. What time are you off tonight? 5? Yeah, why don't we hang out for a little
if
bit?
If you're just
you're
hanging
off
out at 4 a.m.
You'll say like,
yeah,
hit that strip club, grab three numbers, maybe even get somebody to come home with you that night.
Nothing says boyfriend material like the guy who's hanging out last call at the strip club, which I've been before. I've done. And trust me, when the lights come on, no one looks attractive. Everyone goes home.
Also, where's his pack of friends?
Yeah, seriously, where are your buddies? How do you get that done?
If they're down, they usually say like, okay, cool, like meet me out back or meet me like a block down the street.
Cause they meet me out back.
But you know, by that dumpster. Maybe by the dumpster.
Maybe about the dumpster for a quick lap dance I don't want to pay for. I'm only going to pay for a lap dance at the dumpster. Then we'll see what you're made of. I'll make a determination then whether or not I should take you home at 5:30 in the morning. By the way, American strip club, I can guarantee you, you're not meeting out back after.
No.
Those girls get escorted home. In a lot of cases, they have someone drive them home, and they will always be followed by security, always. It's like the rule. It's the number one rule.
Simply can't be seen going with a customer or going with someone who is in the strip club, okay, in front of the management or in front of the other strippers. This works. When Josh and I used to run 7-day programs, one of the nights we would take the guys to the strip club, and very often students would get two or three numbers, end up closing one or two of the strippers. Okay.
No, that's bullshit. No. I don't believe that. I don't believe
what
it for
country
one
was
second.
That in?
Yeah,
for,
what country was that
for
in?
One.
Brazil, probably. Which I've never been to a Brazilian strip club, so I don't know. But those Brazilians are attractive human beings. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that much right now. But this does not happen. And if it happens, it's because you're making so much commotion as John Anthony. Like, you walked in and you've been to that. John Anthony walked in and he's been to that club a million times. And the girls know they're going to make a ton of money. They just have to pay attention. Yeah. He's predetermined. He's pre-set this up.
Yeah.
There's no way that some guys are taking a dating course from John Anthony and they all walk in and magically they're fucking, you know, Ryan Felipe and they're all taking girls home. It's not going to happen.
During the program. So this works. You know, maybe we'll put in a comment below the checklist set of steps. That would be easy for me to just include. But make sure you pick up the copy of that free PDF.
Here he spelled it correctly.
He did spell it correctly.
7
there.
Modern dating secrets to attract and date
building
quality
a pipeline
girls.
Of dates in 7 days. It'll be in the info card or the link in the description. If you're ready to move forward.
Okay, I don't want to listen to your fucking bullshit. All right. Okay.
I didn't realize he had some kind of partner named Josh.
Well, he said when Josh and I were doing.
Right. Yeah, Josh was like, this guy's full of shit.
But Josh is about to be found out by the commercial break, because you know Brian's going to go do a little homework on that one. All right. There you go. But so we caught up with John Anthony after a long break, and I'll tell you what, nothing's changed. Nope. That's for sure. Mm-mm. I thought maybe all these breakdown videos would make him realize the error of his ways. Nope. And by the way, who gives a fuck?
Right? Yeah, exactly. What's your name?
Who gives a fuck? Anybody out there who's struggling to find a date, feeling a little lonely out on the dating apps and having a hard time, I promise you, John Anthony has none of the answers you're looking for. This was complete shite. If you watch this with any degree of seriousness looking for help, you just wasted 20 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
I promise you. Text me. Chrissy and I will give you better advice.
Yes.
And we give terrible advice, but I promise you we'll give you better advice. Here's my first advice. Don't look for a girlfriend at a strip club. Doesn't work. It's just an opinion and some experience behind it. Right, Chrissy?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
I know.
TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. Find out more information about the two of us and any of our guests. We've got links. We've got videos, all that good stuff. Once again, we want to thank Veer Das, who joined us earlier this week, very much. He's in the middle of his world tour. He's got a couple more cities left. He'll be in Atlanta in February. Chrissy and I will see him.
Yeah.
We'll report back. Maybe we'll have him on again.
All right.
When he's here in Atlanta, we can get him to jump on a phone call or come into our studio, but probably
not.
No. Probably not. I don't even know where we'd fit him. He'd have to sit right here with his head to the camera. You can also get your free piggy fronting sticker. Go to the website, tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button, drop down menu. Give us your physical address. Let us know if you want to sign anything. We'll be happy to do it. And we send those off every 7 to 10 days. Add the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and
212-433-3TCB. The new phone number.
Toll free from anywhere in the world. You can text us comments, questions, concerns, content ideas. Ask Brian's mom. Ask TCB. Dear TCB. However you want to start it, feel free. We'll take all comers. Also, please do us a favor. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. For full episodes, a day or two after it comes out. Okay, Chrissy, I think that's all I can do today. My brain hurts.
I think so.
But I'll say I love you.
I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye. Goodbye.
Get out.